we'll move on with the next idea. Catch it, number two. Dark place. So watch this. So Mel Gibson, I don't know what his name was. Oh, William Wallace. That's it. I am William Wallace. That's right. All right. So William Wallace is in a movie, right? And he's got the advantage. So he's got these trees, and his job is, he tells his guy, this is what we're gonna do. We don't have horses, but we got an advantage. Because horses don't think. So we good. They're not like thinking animals. All right? So we good. That's our advantage. Although they're strong, right? And they give you an advantage in terms of war back in the day, they don't think. So he said, what we'll do is we'll take trees and we'll make these trees into spears. And right when the horses come, we'll put the spear up, and guess what the horse will do? The horse will jump on it, right? And when the horse jumps on it, the dude that's up on top, because they used to being on horses, they ain't warriors anyway. See, the only reason they got the advantage is because they're on a horse. But if I can get them jokers off that horse and we go one-on-one, we'll murder them. So we just got to find a way to get them off the horse. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you in your dark place and they about to take over the whole place, you got to start thinking in ways you never thought before. He said, I got it. If we can get them off the horse, we could take them one-on-one. And so you got to watch this part. You got to watch this. I'm getting off of two. I may never say it again. This is the only place that I'm saying it. The horses are coming. And William Wallace says to his men, as they have these spears, they're anxious, they ready. And the horses are coming right at them. And I'm talking about they coming at full speed. And just somebody help me out. If a horse is coming full speed and you got this little weapon, you trying to do what? It's not rocket science. You trying to do what? You're trying to kill them, right? But the challenge is, even though you're trying to kill them, they running real fast and you got the spear. The challenge is doing it when? At the right time. At the right time. And I'm talking about the horses is coming. You saw, anybody raise your hand. You saw Braveheart, just because I want to make sure I ain't the only one in the room. You saw Braveheart. And so them horses is coming. And if you've ever ridden a horse before, or if you love horses, they are, and I'm talking about they built. And they coming like, boom. And you, when horses come, you hear the sound. They coming. They doing their thing. And they're running right at them. And all they got is spears and an idea. They ain't never done this before. They just believe in my man, it's going to work, right? But guess what? If it don't work, you in a world of trouble. Because at least if you're standing up, you got a chance. He got everybody sitting down. And this is what William Wallace says. And I'm saying this to you. As you're going through your go-through and you're ready to quit, you're ready to give up, you're ready to give in because it don't look like you think it should look. He says to them, hold. And they like ready to, I don't know if you see what we see, but we ready to put these things up. But what William Wallace realized is you got a hole because you might get the front. You might get the front horses. But if you get the front horses too quick, the people in the back are going to do what? They're going to come through. And more importantly, when you kill the first horse, if you do it too early, the people in the back are going to know what? They're going to know what's coming. They're going to see the strategy, and they're going to pull back and let the first frontier get hit, and then the second going to come in and kill you. But he knew if we wait till the last minute and we get them, when the horses fall, they're not going to know what's going on. And so he said, hold. And I'm telling you right now, because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit and you've only been in it for 2 years. Ho. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Ho. You put too much in it to quit now. Ho. It doesn't look like you think. You didn't get the grades you thought you were going to get. So maybe I'm not meant to be a lawyer. Ho. And then at the right time, now. And that was a single advantage that they had. Make sure you watch the movie. Just that part. That was the single advantage they had to put themselves on top. And I'm telling you right now, ho.